President of the Philippines, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, meets today at the White House with President Bush. Both leaders are involved in anti-terrorism campaigns linked to Osama bin Laden. Speaking at Georgetown University yesterday, President Arroyo promised to defeat the Abu Sayyaf guerrillas who have been waging a separatist struggle in the southern Philippines. They reportedly have support from bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. President Arroyo says she has a unique perspective on the war on terrorism.
From those small islands in southwestern Philippines to the grand island of Manhattan, I have seen how global terrorism has distracted us from our focus, our efforts to recover the world economy and restore confidence. So it is really important that there be our concerted action to work against this, because the attack on the World Trade Center was not just an attack on the U.S., but on the world community. And as a community, we have to work together, respond together.
The Philippines is considered a money laundering center. What is your government doing about this problem since September 11th?
We've already passed the money laundering law, and it's a good one. The U.S. Secretary of Treasury has congratulated us on its content. Part of what we're discussing here would be technical assistance from the U.S. government on implementing it properly.
What else is your country doing in the war against terrorism?
Shortly after the UN Council resolution came out, I have developed the specifics of our participation, including airspace, ground facilities, and then the money laundering, and also, of course, stepping up the offensive against the terrorists in the southwestern part of the Philippines.
You're talking about the Abu Sayyaf guerrilla organization? They want an Islamic State in part of the country.
Well, they don't want an Islamic State. They just want to terrorize people. They kidnap people for ransom and do atrocious things to them. They roam in the areas that border on Indonesia and Malaysia. So another initiative that I have done is to work with Malaysia and Indonesia in an operational arrangement to stop terrorism and arms smuggling, which is part of the terrorist activity, in our common borders. This hopefully will also help stabilize the situation in Indonesia.
The United States regards the Abu Sayyaf group as an international terrorist organization, and last month Washington sent 24 military advisors to help Philippine forces go after them. Do you need more weapons or other U.S. help?
Well, most certainly it will really help, because as we can see from what the U.S. has had to do to look for Osama bin Laden, it's the fighting terrorists who know how to hide in the jungles or in the caves is quite different from conventional warfare. So the Philippines and the United States are defense allies. In fact, President Bush invited me to Washington at this time in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Mutual Defense Treaty between the Philippines and the U.S. And the part of this cooperation has been really on assistance. In fact, the experts that you mentioned went to the Philippines in accordance with the Mutual Defense Treaty.
Abu Sayyaf have kidnapped three Americans, apparently executed one. Over the weekend, the Philippine military said it hoped to free the other two before Christmas. Are you still hopeful about that?
I'm hopeful about it, especially now that our lonely fight has turned into an international coalition.
Madam President, thank you.
Thank you.
Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, the President of the Philippines.